This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
Since the first internet connection were laid in the late 1950s, the world has gone through various transformations. We are living in a global city and the internet is responsible for that. With the power of web and smartphones, we can now connect with anyone, anytime, from anywhere through the internet. From the basic needs to the utmost luxuries, every facet of our lifestyle is now impacted by the internet. And as we go towards the future, the dependence on the internet and its role in our lives are expected to grow more. The internet has revolutionized every element of our daily routine. It now acts as a guide to all the information about beauty, style, fashion, lifestyle, personal grooming, education, shopping, and many more. It has revolutionized communications to an extent that it is now our preferred medium of everyday communication. In almost everything we do, we use the internet. According to the Internet Trends Report, over 40% of the world's population is dependent on the internet at home, work, school, and mobile devices. Kevin Smogerere is joining us on the line to share his independent opinion about Internet of Things and how the Internet of Things changed the world. He is a qualified chartered accountant, tech business enthusiast, a founder and a host of a webinar series called In-App Talks, which shares mobile app business insights. Welcome to Voice of Vets 88.1, Kevin, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Javiti, and good morning to the listeners.
Now, what is the Internet of Things?
The Internet of Things was invented in 1999 by my namesake, Kevin Ashton, who wanted to optimize supply chain management at Procter & Gamble because the internet had started booming around the time and had the ability to connect devices. Because this somehow made sense to him, he put together a presentation for his executives called the Internet of Things. And in case you're wondering, that is how the cool name came about. The idea of connected devices existed since the 1970s, and at the time was called embedded internet, but never really took off because the internet still had a long way to go in being sophisticated enough to connect devices efficiently. The Internet of Things, or IoT, as it's popularly known, only really took off around the year 2010. How it works is that sensors are embedded in all kinds of physical things around us, and their purpose there is to collect and transmit data through wired and wireless networks about how those devices are working and how they are communicating with other devices. Devices communicate securely with a digital platform or through a digital platform, which is called the Internet of Things or IoT. The IoT platform collects information from various devices which are all connected to it, and it breaks it down using what is called data analytics to extract information which can be used by applications or programs which are used for specific purposes in various industries and businesses. A common example of how the Internet of Things works is a car. Modern cars have various monitoring sensors which feed information and alerts to the electronic dashboard of your car. In an unfortunate situation whilst driving, your car may give you an alert to check your engine or another mechanical part of your car because a sensor which constantly monitors what is working correctly may have picked up something that is not functioning as it should. The car may be connected through an Internet of Things or IoT platform to the manufacturer factory, which made the car or the component that is not functioning appropriately. The IoT will constantly collect all kinds of information or data from all sensors in the car, and based on programmed rules in the IoT, which have been determined by the manufacturer upfront, will only select specific information to send to the manufacturer. The reason why only specific information is to be sent to the manufacturer by the IoT is that the manufacturer is not necessarily responsible for fixing all aspects of your car, like your brakes, for example, because those are wear and tear items which the owner of the car is responsible for. But something like a car engine commonly comes with a manufacturer factory warranty, which makes it the responsibility of the manufacturer to fix or replace if it stops working as it's meant to work when the manufacturer factory warranty is still valid. The manufacturer will use the data which it receives from the IoT about the faulty engine in the car to check that it is still covered by the factory warranty, to send messages to the owner of the car or driver of where they should go to have the engine fixed or checked, to raise an emergency alert, to send assistance, mechanics, towing services, and medical emergency services to the driver, also to stop its machinery in the factory from manufacturing more of the same engines until the manufacturing process and other already manufactured engines are inspected. If the IoT, which also collects data from other cars, finds the same problem in those other cars, the manufacturer can even send a notice to all car dealerships to stop selling the car and carry out what is called a recall campaign of already sold cars to come in for inspection. The benefit here is that the IoT promotes driver safety, assists the factory in managing its production of engines, and prevents car dealerships from selling vehicles with faulty engines. So in essence, that is IoT and how it works.
And what are some examples of IoT in our daily lives?
Basically put, most devices that are connected to the internet today are connected to IoT platforms, which are constantly gathering data about the devices and helping us to use the devices in connection with other devices. If you think about most of the devices which have the word smart in their names, they are probably connected to an IoT. These may include smart appliances like smart TVs, stoves, fridges, washers and dryers, or even coffee machines. They may also include smart security systems or smart locks. And one could also consider smart home systems that control your lighting or heating or cooling. Some other more popular smart devices are smart assistants like Amazon Alexa or Apple Siri, which is built into iPhone or other Apple devices. Fitness trackers, sleeping trackers, and even smart scales. These devices are constantly through sensors transmitting and receiving information over the internet to make our lives more convenient and efficient. So simply put, many of us are probably already interacting with the Internet of Things in our daily lives without even knowing.
And how is Internet of Things transforming businesses and industries today?
So in businesses, an example is inventory management. Inventory management has gained extensively from IoT. A device called an RFID tag is implanted in inventory items like raw materials or finished products to track where they are in the manufacturing or product assembly process and the storage or warehousing process. This gives valuable data to a manufacturer about production cycles in terms of the amount of time spent on inventory items and the movement or location of inventory items. Based on this, the manufacturer can manage when to buy more stock and can help the sales department to be aware of stock availability levels. Public sources state that a recent survey mentioned 33% of manufacturers use IoT applications for inventory management, and as a result have saved 18 hours per month and have reduced the probability of human error in their processes. Another way in terms of which IoT is transforming businesses is skills management. When it comes to skills needed in the workplace, IoT can only be used efficiently in businesses if the workers who interact with it are adequately skilled. If they are not skilled at the right level to harness optimal value from the IoT, this will result into operating inefficiencies, wastage, and ultimately wasted investment of IoT implementation. As a result, businesses are investing in training of relevant staff, such as programmers, network engineers, cybersecurity anti-hacking experts, and digital transformation specialists to implement and oversee IoT strategies. When it comes to industries, in healthcare, for example, medical devices in a hospital, which are connected to an IoT via the internet, will send alerts to hospital staffs when repairs are required to those medical devices. In every hospital, properly functioning medical equipment could be the difference between life or death of a person Also, internet connected devices worn by patients send data to medical staff about their vitals or health condition in real time, which allows for timely administration of care or medication. In retail, Bluetooth technology communicates through IoT to a customer through an app about various products in a store whilst they are there in order to make their shopping experience better. In agriculture, farmers monitor growth and health of their crops through sensors which collect data about the weather, soil quality, and the health of plants, and transmits this data over IoT to an app for the farmer to be aware of, and their naked eye would potentially not be able to keep track of all of this information. In logistics or transportation of goods, sensors are used to monitor temperature of perishable items in transit, like food, and this data is communicated through IoT to an inventory manager through monitoring applications. At a high level, these are some of the examples of how IoT is transforming businesses and industries.
And what is the link between Internet of Things and big data? Because various sources speculate that there is a link between the two.
Big data, as implied by the words, refers to the collection and management of incredibly large amounts of information. Data is generated by all kinds of activities around us. For example, if you think about all the things that you do on a daily basis, all your activities and actions in a day, like when you wake up or sleep, what you eat, how your heart beats, how you breathe, what you watch on TV, the music you listen to, and so on, could be downloaded into digital information or data. Now think of all of this information being collected about millions of human beings during every second of the day. All of that information together is huge and is an example of what is referred to as big data. Where IoT comes in is that it has created a platform for all of this information to be collected from sensors and so many devices around us. And this information can be broken down into useful data, which can be used to write research reports for industries and improve the lives of people.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream by www.vofm.co.za.